Ah, Peabody. Oh, you, Major. Thank God, some sense amongst all this poppycock. I say, your man Tinley, Binley, Hindley, is it? Finley, Major, but that's not his real name. His real name is... Yes, well, you can't get the stuff these days. Take my man, for instance. Lombie, Limby, Bambi, or some such nonsense. The Dark Continent, you know. Ish. Yes. Got this strange idea of wanting to be Foreign Secretary or Prime Minister. You know, I asked him to change a light bulb in the hall, and the blighter only went and screwed a potato into the socket, blew all the fuses in the blasted house. Yes, well, I'm still potty training Henry. He's not very bright. That reminds me, what do you call an African with a screwdriver and a screw? A convict trying to escape, what, eh? Yes, very good, Major. Oh, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, if you will be good enough to take your seats for this special Christmas recording of Pencil Box. Hives, cue the opening music. Good evening and welcome to this special edition of Pencil Box, your bi-monthly book review. The show that's food for literary thought.
Yes, very good.
With your host, Alvin Peabody?
Yes. What's this? I thought we were going with Alvin Bragg. Yes, we can't. I checked with the legal team.
Legal team? What legal team?
Edna and Mavis. She chat with your Bragg and he'll sue your sorry ass. His words, not mine. If you use his name in jest.
Well, I can't pronounce this wacky thing. What does it even mean?
Wacky hiki. It's Maori from Bragg.
Maori? I don't speak Maori. In fact, nobody speaks Maori. Well, only the indigenous people of New Zealand.
Yes, well, that's the point, you see. They're standing on their heads most of the time. It's 12,000 miles away, so Edna thinks we're on pretty safe legal grounds.
Oh, well, that's okay then.
Yes, now get on with it.
With your host, Alvin Wakahihi. Tonight we'll be discussing two works by the esteemed autobiographer Lord Wigsby. The first being Snouts in the Trough, Tales from the House of Lords. And the second, we're going to need a bigger trough, Lance. Tales from the House of Lords toilets.
Jesus H.
Shut up, Peabody. On tonight's panel, we have the author himself, Lord Wigsby, of Style Noir. Lady Pendlesham of Witchwood Over the Devil's Bridge.
Lady Pendlesham? That's Edna.
Tonight, I'm Lady Bloody Pendlesham.
What's this, stars in the bloody eyes?
I'll give you stars in your eyes. It's Lady Pendlesham.
Ow, Edna, that's it.
Settle down, you two.
Ow, Edna, that is. Ha ha. Whacking Icky got whacked.
Not funny. Anyway, moving on. And my final panellist... the accent.
My final panellist is Peabody.
Hey, no, do it properly.
And my final panellist is Admiral Peabody. We'll take our first question, you sir, in the striped shirt and tie.
Major Moreham, my question is, what's that foul smell? It's worse than a goddamn Calcutta omelette in high summer. I've no more fragrant kebab shops.
I think he's talking about Mr. Hassan's delicious deli on the Portobello Road, particularly bad at 3 a.m.
Yes, where is that smell coming from?
You haven't shat yourself again, Hugh.
No, I haven't. And what do you mean, again?
Oh, wait. I think I've got the source. It's coming from under the table. It's Lord Wigsby's trough.
Lord Wigsby, you can't bring your trough into the studio. Hives, get rid of the damn thing. What's he say?
He said he thought he might get a bit peckish. He says that a few rotten cabbages and corn on the cob might have eased some hunger pains.
Well, he can have them after the show. Anyway, we'll have to move on. Look, I've lost my accent now.
Yeah, which crap anyway.
Then the next question, I mean...
The next question is from Lady Pendlesham.
Lord Wigsby, I was wondering what inspired you to write the Red Room scene where Christian whips Annie.
Oink, 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 oink. He says he's no idea what she's bloody on about, although he wishes he would have thought or he sounds good. Edna, what book are you reading?
It's 50 Shades of Grey. I nicked it from Mavis's bookshelf.
Has anybody got any glue on sticker?
We're supposed to be reading about Lord Wigsby's books. What are you doing, Peabody?
Glue on sticker, got any?
Firstly, there's no such thing, and secondly, why? Oink.
He says there's a barn in the House of Lords called the Red Room for Labour peers. Suppose a lot of whipping goes on in there. I need some glue on sticker.
What's that you've got?
It's a porno mag. I found it under your mattress.
It's not a porno mag, it's a Spice Girls Christmas annual from 1996.
Yes, well, same thing. Look, the centre page is stuck together. It's got a picture of Jenny Anyone in the stalkers here.
Give me that.
Oh, look. The page is coming stuck. Oh, it's no good. You can only see red and feet. All the bloody action's missing. This show's a blooming disaster. Yes, it is a bit rubbish. I know, let's have a sing song.
Peabody, stay away from that sound. Oh.
Yeah, your coffee, the speed you're missing. Yeah.
The Manhattan Transfer.
What's that you're writing, Edna?
It's a list.
Of what?
The people are going to sue your ass, so we'll have to have Lord Bragg, Lord Webber, and now the Manhattan Transfer.
Peabody. Where's Peabody?
I think he flew off that way.
Peabody, come here, you little.
Hey, I've got a Christmas joke.
Is it clean?
Yes. What did the black sheep say to the white sheep?
Don't know what.
I wish I was you. Get it? I wish I was you.
Yes, very racist, Peabody.
Ooh, I've got a Christmas joke.
Oh, go on then, Edna.
What did the white sheep say to the black sheep?
Don't know what. What, Edna?
I'll give you my wallet if you don't kill me, hee-hee!
Oh, a bit racist, Edna.
Yes, I like it.
Oh, you would, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, look, we better wrap this show up before we get fined by Ofcom or something worse. So, thanks to my panellists...
Hey, accent wakahiki.
Oh, yes.
So, thanks to my panellists, Lady Pendlesham, Lord Wilsby, and Admiral Peabody. It just remains for me to wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Yes, all right. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Cheers, Peabods.
Cheers, Shook.